Points to Unconditional Love. Points to Unconditional Love. We all would love unconditional love in our world. We all would love to be unconditionally loving. We'd love to have everyone in our world be unconditionally loving with one another. But how do we do it? How do we obtain unconditional love under all circumstances in our world? These are things that are very important to all of us. But how do we achieve it? How do we achieve unconditional love? There's only one way we can achieve unconditional love. And the only way that we can achieve unconditional love is to be untouchable. When we are untouchable by the world that goes on around us, we create the world that goes around us by our attitudes and by our thinking and by our ways. But to be untouchable about the things that are going, do we have to have it be done our way? Do we have to have our way be the only way? Or can we look at everything that goes on in the world and say, all is in divine order. All is in peace. All is in wonder. Then we are no longer touchable by anything. We are no longer under the control of any circumstance or any experience that goes on in our world. Can you be untouchable? Do you know how to be untouchable? Do you know how to live in an untouchable world? Well, when you are knowing that everything is in divine order, you don't have to worry about making things happen. You don't have to worry about making life be something or another. You just let go and let that divinity be who you are. We are untouchable best when we are letting all things be in divine order. Are you unpossessed? Do you have to have things done your way? Do you have to have things done in the manner in which you feel is right? When you say, I don't like their values, are your values any better? Are your values different from theirs? Are values, all values, everywhere, all the time, the same? Values are that which are a blessing to all, which hurt none, take from none, and respect all. Is that your value? Or is your value having other people live their life according to your way of thinking, according to your mannerisms, according to how you are? Are you possessed by that? It seems as though we sometimes are. We're one-pointed in all the things that we think are important. But are we really? Do we think it's important to have peace on earth? Then let's be one-pointed on it. Nobody is right when they are seeking to control another. Nobody is wrong when they're seeking to control another. It's just none of their business. When we are untouched, when we are unpossessed, when we are one-pointed in everything we do, then all of our life is filled with joy and filled with peace and filled with goodness. We say, unto thine own self be true, and you can be false to no one. Man, know thyself. Know who you are, know what you are, and know how you are, and be unconditional love in all things that you are. Be unconditional love in all areas of your life, in all areas of your being, in all areas of who you are. And when you're unconditional love, life is truly a wonderful experience. But we are possessed by our own attitudes. We're possessed by our own ways of doing things. And we think that because our way of doing things is the way that we have been taught to do it, that that's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do or how we should look at things. Do you want to do that? Do you want to be unpossessed? Or do you want to be possessed by your attitude? I say, be yourself and have fun. Do all things which are glorious and good. Do all things that are uplifting. Do all things that are revealing the purity, the goodness, the wholeness in you. Be non-judgmental of others. Be non-judgmental first of yourself, because that's where the biggest judgmentalism takes place. That's where the biggest attitude of our judgment takes place, when we are judgmental of ourselves. When we are non-judgmental, when we are unjudgmental, then all life has more meaning. All of life has more purpose. All of life is what we want to have it be. If you are unconditionally loving, what are you doing while you're unconditionally loving? While you're unconditionally loving, you are self-determining for yourself what is your highest and your best. You are self-determining for yourself what makes the world go round. You're self-determining for yourself what you feel is the most wonderful, joyous thing in the world. When you are self-determined, you have self-determination, then you're looking at the world and calling it good and very good. You're looking at the world and saying, all is in divine order. You're looking at the world and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're looking at the world and saying that you are the divine one. And this is true. This is all too true. You are looking at the world and you are saying that you are the All One. When you self-determine something, you have determined that all is in divine order. You're dedicated to knowing that self within you and that self within all others as being the beautiful self, the wonderful self, the fabulous self. And as you do this, you feel very good about yourself, and you feel very good about everyone else in the world. Are you able to live your life? Are you able to live your life so fulfilled that you know through your self-dedication that you are the ideal? Through your self-diligence that you will stand forth at all times to be that which you are? That you will be unconditionally loving, looking for the best in everyone at all times? You will be looking for the beauty and the goodness and the wholeness and the truth in everyone at all times. Can you do that? Can you be so self-diligent that your unconditional love brings forth that which it is at all times? If you're living in a home and that home is surrounded by people who are of a different area of life than you are, if you're a parent and you have children and you're raising these children and you want the neighborhood to be a neighborhood where children can be raised beautifully, you don't go to a downtown district. You don't go to an area where children are being raised by parents who are never at home. You go into a neighborhood of families where family values are, where family teaches family. And then that's what you teach your children. That's what you share with your children. That's what you share with all that you are. But it's up to you. Why did you move into a neighborhood that was not harmonious and good? Well, just okay. So you're there. Now, the first thing you say is, I am surrounded by harmonious beings. This is a neighborhood for children. It might not be at the moment, but you put the cause in motion. This is a neighborhood for children. And you see how nicely they keep their lawns. You see how nicely they enjoy their pets. You see how nicely their children behave in their family. You see how nicely the schools are close at hand. You see how nicely everyone is. I am in a neighborhood designed for children. I am in a neighborhood with values and with all that is good and beautiful and wonderful. I'm in a neighborhood of all that is pure. I'm in a neighborhood of unconditional love. I'm in a neighborhood of discipline, where I train myself to be myself at all times. and not to look at others, how they're living their lives, but to look at me, how I am living my unconditionally loving life. And when I look at me, how I am living my unconditionally loving life, then all the world about me are living an unconditionally loving life. All the world about me are being beautiful. All the world about me are being fantastic. This is all that it takes. This is all that it is. And this is all that you and I are. Living in a world of unconditional love, where our children can learn the values by seeing them demonstrated by a community who lives according to the highest and best at all times. Am I ready for this? Oh yes, I'm ready for this. Are you ready for this? Oh yes, you're ready for this. So speak your word. I have these points to unconditional love. I'm untouchable. I'm one-pointed. I'm unpossessed. I'm non-judgmental. I'm self-determined. I'm self-dedicated. I'm self-diligent. And I'm self-disciplined. All things work together for the glory of my thought, for the goodness of who I am, for all that matters. And that's all that makes any difference at all. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.